The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
And Anthony Reich away this week. Rolene Marks standing in for Anthony Reich. How are you?
Good morning, Howard and listeners. I do tell you that you've got the cogs of my brain spinning about what songs could possibly drive culture side. And while I can't think of any off the top of my head, definitely my neighbors singing karaoke, because that is a sound no chicken should have to hear.
Well, in fact, this is something that one of our listeners suggested, and you tell me what you think, and I think this could work. This could work as one of the songs. Have you heard this one, Rolene? We're not going to play the whole thing, of course, because we're not going to waste time on the Israel Report. I'll wait for the chorus. Peter Fine said, if anything will cause the chickens to die, it would be this. Here we go. What does the fox say? I think if anyone had to sing that song. exactly right. All right, Rolene, lots and lots of very important stories to talk about over that happened over the weekend and that we wanted to get an update on. Let's start off with Herzog in Hebron.
Well, we were all watching last night as President Herzog was announced to go to Hebron. This is a highly contentious tinderbox, really, but one of the five holy cities in Judaism. It's the site of the Ma'arat HaMachpelah, the burial place of our patriarchs and matriarchs. Very, very holy in Judaism, but also very holy in Islam. And President Herzog was scheduled to light the first candle of Hanukkah with the community of Hebron. And both Hamas and the Palestinian Authority had warned him, saying that should he storm the Ma'arat HaMachpelah, and I must tell you, Howard, I was very confused because I don't know what storming he was going to do. Maybe a box of stale donuts. I don't know. But he did arrive amongst heavy, heavy police escort. Very unusual to see the police deployed to prevent protesters. There were some left-wing protesters, quote, that's a direct quote from the news services, preventing them from getting too close to him. They weren't happy that he was there. They say, you know, him being in Hebron was highly provocative. To date, we haven't seen any action from Palestinians, either under the Palestinian Authority or Hamas, as was threatened. So the first night of Hanukkah lighting, not without its controversy, but seemed so far to go off smoothly.
All right, so that is good news. It is, I think that it's very important that this did happen on first night and that nobody stormed anything or was even accused of storming a thing. What about Miss Universe? I was quite worried over the weekend with Israel shutting its borders all over the show, all that fuss, and then I was worried she wouldn't be able to get in or it wouldn't be able to happen. What is the latest?
Well, what is quite hysterical is that Miss Thailand, who visited the Temple Mount yesterday, was accused by Hamas of storming the Temple Mount. I don't know if anybody in a purple pantsuit has ever looked less threatening, but apparently she stormed. You cannot make this up. But of course, we're all aware, and we're going to get to it in a minute, about the rules of entry at the moment. Very, very highly controversial, especially amongst the South African community for a variety of reasons. But the Miss Universe pageant is going ahead. Now, I've seen some interesting comments on social media, some people saying, you know, it's hypocrisy, it's this, it's that. First of all, it's not the decision the Israeli government is not the host of Miss Universe. The Miss Universe owner pageant is the owner and host of Miss Universe. And I think with so many of the contestants, including the beautiful Lalela Maswane, who has arrived in Israel, she's safe in Israel, arriving for all the ladies listening in a fabulous yellow pantsuit. As you can see, we are talking pantsuits this morning, Howard. She arrived with an incredible message of positivity. Miss Greece is here. Yes, the real Miss Greece, not the imposter Miss Greece, who said she was boycotting.
I just want to ask you about that, but we'll come.
She didn't win Miss Greece.
So how does she claim that she did? What happened there?
This is a fascinating story. This is a model that says she is supporting BDS by boycotting the Miss Universe pageant. And everybody said, well, that's absolutely fine because you are not Miss Greece, honey. We don't know if you were told that. But the real Miss Greece is here proudly standing with two blue and white flags, the blue and white of Greece and the blue and white of Israel. But yeah, it seems a disgruntled model who maybe harbored fantasies about being Miss Greece. Not only was she not invited, she also wasn't the winner. So she is staying home. And, of course, BDS have trotted it out saying Miss Greece is boycotting the pageant. But since when have BDS never lied, Howard? But no, the real Miss Greece is here. Miss Chile is here. Miss Venezuela is here. We've got a whole host of lovely ladies coming to compete. So I know that some people are upset about this, and I can understand. I think we also have to look at this, that this is an event that costs millions. It is privately owned, and a lot of preparation has gone into it, and nobody was really prepared for the reaction this weekend of shutting borders. But it will go ahead in Eilat next month, and the organizers have said they will be testing their contestants every 48 hours with PCR tests to make sure that everything runs smoothly. So we can expect a whole host of beauty queens storming sites around Israel within the next 2 weeks. I don't know what shoes you wear, Howard, for a
storming shoes.
But
storming
I'm open
shoes.
To all
yes. I can't imagine somebody, storming anything in a Christian Louboutin shoe, unless, you know, they want to get a lot of blisters. But I just can't imagine this.
But this does seem to be the new a word that is trotted out. Everybody's storming. We're all storming stuff in Israel.
Yep, it says, Gimple says, us Jews are so unathletic, we storm slower than sloths. We really do. We're the worst stormers in the world. Either way, it's Miss Universe is going ahead. Let's just talk about the controversy over Omicron, because there were stories, and I do want to address that terrible, terrible story about the way in which some people were treated at the airport, the decisions that were taken. Take me through the timeline of what happened around this.
Okay, so let's break it down. And here I do have to say that Prime Minister Bennett has thanked and acknowledged South African scientists, the medical fraternity, and the government for alerting the world to Omicron. But a decision was taken Thursday night to shut down the entry of all foreign nationals to Israel, except for cases approved by the Exceptions Committee. Now, this is for 2 weeks while the government wants to get a handle on Omicron. We don't know that much about it. We are grateful to the South African medical fraternity. I know that Professor Shub was interviewed last night. I think it's Professor or Dr. Angelique Kutsis. She was interviewed on Israeli news last night, both saying that, you know, while it is transmissible, it's not as for the moment, and this is as per Dr. or Professor Kutsi, I can't remember she's what her title is, that even though the symptoms aren't as heavy, it's not as threatening, or severe as infections in the past. This is a decision that Israel, along with other countries, because I have been receiving quite a number of messages, and you know, I'm not the government. I just report on the news.
Of course you are.
Well, it must be the shoes, Howard, when I stormed the Knesset.
Absolutely. I think it is. But, you know, I guess you are associated with all information coming out of Israel.
But Israel, along with the United Kingdom, Japan, Morocco, other countries have also closed off borders. And I think it might be a knee-jerk reaction, but I think it's erring on the side of caution, especially as we have Christmas coming up, we have Hanukkah at the moment. I know so many of you are disappointed that you couldn't be here for Hanukkah, and believe me, we wanted to welcome you as well. But until we have more information, Israel has taken the very, very conservative decision to shut down our borders. We're also trying to increase the amount of vaccinations for children. We are in the process of rolling that out and encouraging people to get the booster shot. We have heard that the Omicron does not get through the booster shot, so we're trying to increase those numbers before we open up again. If you are Israeli and you are returning, there are certain criteria. You have to be vaccinated. You will undergo PCR tests upon arriving. You will have to go into home bidud. If you refuse that, you will have to go to hotel bidud for 2 weeks. If you are coming from a red country, you will go straight to the hotel bidud, and you will have to undergo your PCR tests. So the situation is fluid, and I know so many of you are disappointed, and there have been incidents of people being turned away in a way that was not the most empathetic or polite, and yes, that is the fault not of the government, but that is the fault of the individuals on the floor and their management. It is unacceptable the way that some people have been treated. I know some people are saying that it's targeted at South Africans. It's not targeted at South Africans. Believe me, when I was traveling to the US a couple of months ago, I had some very unpleasant treatments as well, and I'm an Israeli citizen. Yeah. So that has to do with manners and levels of empathy. That you are not being targeted because you are South African.
And in fact, that story where people were forced to board a plane, in fact, they were in Israel for the mourning of the late Eli Kay, not from South Africa, but they were forced to leave on a flight that was going to unquestionably force them to break Shabbat, was a terrible, terrible story.
It's a horrendous story, and it has made the front pages of the news papers and the news publications here in Israel. And I think that's something that the government is going to have to address with authorities at the airport, and that the airport management is going to have to address. There's no question about it. Traveling at the moment, while we are going through this global pandemic, especially as it changes and it is so fluid, it's very, very stressful for people. And when you throw in the circumstances of coming here to be with a family who have endured the unendurable, I mean, it really, that hits right at the heart of the South African community. Young South African born men killed in the heart of the Jewish people, very close to the Kotel. It's additional pain that is so absolutely unnecessary. So that is definitely something that the authorities are going to have to deal with, and have to deal with how staff on the ground handle these types of situations.
What's interesting to me, and I'm not really sure where it's going to go, and I just like your thoughts, we don't have a lot of time, but to me it's almost creating a little bit more of a chasm between the Jewish community in Israel and outside of Israel that hasn't existed before. Your thoughts?
Well, it is. It is, because it's very, very hard. You know, we have this interesting situation where things do happen internally in Israel, and we have this chasm where the government will move to protect citizens first before anything else. And I understand the frustration of diaspora Jews who feel such a connection to Israel. So we in the very, very unique position that I don't think any other country is in, where we all feel like mishpacha, mishpoicha, but you're not targeted specifically if you're South African, and the government needs to understand if we want to heal those chasms, you do have to improve on the manners on the ground.
Absolutely, Raleen Marks, well put. It is 8 o'clock. We'll catch you tomorrow morning at 7:45. I'm Howard Feldman.